Christ is risen. Brother Miron asked me to come last week for this, or he asked me some time ago to come last week for this celebration, or part of the 100th anniversary celebration for marriage, particular focus. And I couldn't make it, but came. I said, well, how about this Sunday? So I did. So it's purely coincidental that the gospel is the gospel of the Samaritan woman. This woman who had five husbands and was living with a sixth. But the question definitely comes, what is the mark of a successful marriage? And I think the answer evades the question, as Mother Teresa reminds us, that God does not expect us to be successful, but to be faithful. Faithful, committed. I often tell a story of a man who was bragging that he and his wife finished a jigsaw puzzle in only 2 weeks. And they said, 2 weeks? What's so great about that? He said, right on the box, it said 4 to 6 years. Well, being committed for 2 weeks to this puzzle, or 4 to 6 years even, is admirable. But when we're married, we don't really see a result, a final completion. And it is that faithfulness, that ongoing faithfulness, that Jesus tells us about and proclaims about marriage. We would have to remember that in the gospel time, the only reason a husband could divorce his wife was for adultery. If she was unfaithful to him. So five men divorced this woman. She was hardly a model for women of the time. She just couldn't get the concept of marriage, the concept of faithfulness. But also remember that Jesus does not condemn her. Commitment to a lifelong, exclusive man-woman relationship. This is what our definition of marriage is. Lifelong. Such a blessing for a couple, and also such a blessing for society. For society does indeed need that kind of faithfulness. And we need that model of marriage. Society began by God creating a small society of a husband and wife, Adam and Eve. And we have been growing on that ever since. In the first reading, St. Barnabas encourages the Church of Antioch, quote, to remain firm in their commitment to the Lord. God had a plan for humanity. This plan that was built on this marriage, and that plan was interrupted by humanity's sinfulness, being not so much their commitment to each other as their commitment to the Lord. And so when Barnabas tells the church to be faithful to the Lord, he's speaking to married couples as well and saying, if you are faithful to the Lord and his expectations of you, then your marriage will be as close to successful as we could hope. Faithfulness of marriage is the model for all community building. Building a marriage, a family, a parish, a society begins with this faithfulness to the Lord. Jesus calls us to be firm in our commitment, our faithfulness. But Jesus goes on to remind us that our faithfulness does not compare to the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. God is committed to us. Jesus tells the woman that he is the living water, the bread of heaven that nourishes us to life. He calls us to be faithful to our baptismal commitment, to the water, to the living water of baptism. It is here that we find the strength to be faithful, to abandon that which separates us from God and from others. It is that water, and it is that bread that Jesus speaks of. Holy Communion that makes us faithful, that unites us, that melds us together as a parish, as a church, indeed as a society. Jesus said of himself, hearing the word of God and living it out, of being the word of God. And elsewhere in the gospel, he said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. When someone spoke of his very mother, said, blessed is she who gave you birth and gave you nourishment from her very body. And he said, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. To keep the word of God is to share it, to live it. To keep the word of God is not to hide it or protect it. In the Divine Liturgy, the deacon invites us, saying, commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God. As she heard the word of God, as the word of God came into her very being and was incarnated into the very person of Jesus Christ, so we too must hear that word of God and keep it and commit ourselves to it by sharing it, by living it. Let us indeed take example of those who committed themselves to their spouses. Let us as church commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God, again and again, that we would be worthy of receiving that body of Christ and becoming that body of Christ. We heard in the reading that after recounting Barnabas's calling the Church of Antioch to a firm commitment to the Lord, thereby large numbers were added to the Lord. And in the gospel, the woman went out and said, "He told me everything I ever did. Come and see this great prophet." And the people did. And then they said, "No longer does our faith depend on your story. We have heard for ourselves and we know that this really is the Savior of the world. Indeed, we have received this word of God. If we live it, if we share it, others will hear it from us, and others will then be united with God, so that indeed they may say the same as the Samaritan townsfolk, committed to faithfulness, so needed in each of our lives, so needed in true marriage, so needed in our parishes, in our church, not just for 2 weeks or even 70 years, but indeed for eternity. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.